Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. Wow, it sounds loud in my ear. I hope everyone is having a beautiful, happy Saturday. This is a gorgeous day, Howard. It looks like fall already, and we're not quite there, and it's definitely not cool enough to be fall.
Where are you getting that it's like fall?
No, it's just so beautiful.
Well, it's beautiful, you know, every day in the summer, except when it rains. It's going to rain a little bit tomorrow, I think, but not right now. Anyway, we hope that you all had a great week. We did, as usual. You know why? Because we live in a great state. We have each other. We have our listeners. We have our customers. We have one of our customers I'm going to help after our open house today get ready to move because she did her pre-signing. She's going to close on Wednesday, and she's having some relatives help her move. I'm going to give her a little assistance this afternoon, so we're going to give a shout-out to Claudette.
That's above and beyond our job duty.
Well, you're okay.
Being so sweet and helping her.
Well, she's just
I wish I was available, but I'll be out showing houses. So.
She's just a wonderful, wonderful lady.
She is. And you know what? It's so nice to rally and help people who need help.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to a new listener, Candace Thompson, who is one of the many realtors that are listening to the show, and we want to thank all of our realtors that listen and all of the regular listeners that have been with us for the past 9.5 years. I met Candace at a training session this week about law that has to do with realtors and the real estate business. Learned a lot of new stuff. There's a lot of new laws that are coming on the books, sometimes that passed in July, and some that are going into effect that are being discussed by the legislature. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later on in the year. But of course, one of the fun things that we do here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard are the fun things about what is special about today. And sometimes it's the date, and sometimes it's, well, as always, the third Saturday in the month or the second Saturday in the month. But one of the things, and this is kind of a fun one, is Break the Monotony Day.
I like that.
Yeah. So, Angela, what are you going to do to break the monotony?
Well, the same thing I do all the time. Show houses, have an open house.
Yeah, but none of those are monotony to us because we're going to have fun
today.
No
monotonies if we're not doing anything. So that is what breaks my monotony.
And we got a great house to show today.
Oh my gosh, it is going to sell today.
Oh, my gosh.
All brick in a cul-de-sac with a pool that is 40 feet by 20 feet. Do y'all know how big that is? That's a party pool right there.
Yeah, 800 square feet.
It's got a spa. It's a screened enclosure. It's on a 0.4 of an acre in Mandarin and all the great school districts.
So if you're having a monotonous day, come and see us. We're going to tell you more about that house a little bit later. It's also International Geocaching Day. Do you know what that is?
Is that for me to answer?
Yes, it is.
No.
Well, it's an outdoor activity using GPS to locate a container that holds a logbook and a pencil. And what you do is if you find it, then you write your name in the logbook, and then you put it down, and you go on to the next location. And it's see how many you can find.
So it's just a scavenger hunt.
It's a scavenger hunt, but only for the logbook, and see how many in a given period of time you can find these locations.
Well, you'll hit retirement in the next 5 years or so. Does that sound like fun to you?
No.
Oh, I think it sounds fun. I like the treasure hunting idea.
It's also International Homeless Animals Day, and the goal is to stop overpopulation, promote spaying and neutering, and promote adoption.
How about that?
So there's not a lot of homeless animals running around.
I love that.
Okay. It's also, and maybe you do this, maybe Lauren, our producer, does this, I don't know. It's a National Brazilian Blowout Day.
No, not so much.
Not so much. Dude, I don't know if all of our listeners know what that is.
She and I both have curly hair, and we like curly hair.
Okay, it's to straighten, smooth, and shine hair.
Yeah, who needs that?
And it's been in effect since 2014.
Huh.
Yeah. And whole businesses have come about doing this.
Absolutely.
And here's one that Lauren is definitely not part of.
And me neither, I bet.
National Senior Citizens Day.
Yeah, me neither.
Yes.
Me neither.
Now, this was declared in 1988 by President Reagan by proclamation. Now, here's the interesting part. But there was no announcement as to what age determined someone to be a senior citizen.
What?
That's right. Now, it didn't say 65. It didn't say 70. It didn't say 55. Because, you know, you can get...
Oh, it's not 55. Hello.
Well, you can get a lot of discounts, depending on the store, at 55, at 60, at 62, at 65. Mm-hmm. Now, I am officially a senior citizen.
Yep.
Yep, by pretty much anyone's definition.
Yep.
But I don't feel like it.
No.
But anyway...
You have a young heart and a young spirit. And,
yes.
Yeah.
But I think you should treat me special today, because it's...
I treat you special every day.
Well, there's all kinds of definitions of
this
special.
This is being recorded, so you need to be careful with your response.
And here's one that I think most people will like. It's National Spumoni Day.
Ooh, now I love Spumoni.
Yes. Now,
that's
this
Italian.
Was originated in Naples,
mm-hmm.
not Florida.
Italy.
But Italy.
It's awesome.
Yes. And it's three flavors that are kind of separated. So when you get a scoop, you have the three flavors separated. Do you know the flavors?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Chocolate, strawberry, and pistachio.
Chocolate, cherry, and pistachio. You were close.
Cherry. What did I say?
Cherry.
Strawberry? No. I thought it was strawberry. It's not strawberry.
It's not strawberry. What you're thinking of is a close resemblance to it. You're thinking of Neapolitan.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That's
no, you're not.
Strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
okay.
No. This is pistachio. This is what Italians
eat. This is pistachio, chocolate, mm-hmm. and cherry. And this came to the U.S. in the late 19th century. And
yeah, when all the Italians came over through Ellis Island.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also Poets Day. It's celebrated by reading or writing poetry. And you should be better at it today.
Me personally?
Everybody should.
I'm like,
because,
what are you doing here?
Because 3 days ago, it was National Bad Poetry Day.
What?
Seriously, there's a Bad Poetry Day, and it was on Wednesday.
Hmm.
There's some weird stuff going on. Okay.
There is. And I don't know how that gets a day of its own. And
I
who
don't...
declares that anyway? I don't like when anything bad gets its own day. Everything bad should not be further... celebrated.
Well, sometimes it's Bad Poetry Day so that you can try to improve
no.
it. So 3 days
no,
later,
it's
Poets
silly.
Day. And one final one, it's World Honeybee Day.
Oh, okay.
And we saw some honeybee
yes,
hives yesterday.
Yes, I was at my stepbrother's house, and
yes.
he had a lot of them.
And Honeybee Day, World Honeybee Day has been celebrated since 2009. And
that?
We all should love honeybees because they do so much good for
the
nature.
The planet.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you see a hive, don't fear about it. There are people that go and take them away. They don't kill them. When you call someone to get rid of your honeybees, what they do is generally move them,
mm-hmm.
usually move them to one of their own hives.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Those are the things to celebrate for today.
So for you, it's mostly this national old people thing.
Thanks.
Senior Citizens Day that has no age.
They proclaimed it as Senior Citizens Day.
Did they ever clarify?
No.
How old was Reagan when he decided this?
Well, he didn't decide it. It was a coalition that asked him to declare a Senior Citizens Day, and then he made a proclamation that
I do think we should honor our senior citizens. So this is a day to think about that. So if you know someone in a nursing home, go out and see them. Don't let them be lonely. Even if you have to stand outside and talk over the phone through the window, go see the people who need you now.
Yes, but not all senior citizens are in nursing homes. There are people like me.
No, you're evidence.
I am proud to be 67 years old, but don't feel a day over 55 or 50. I am active And so many people are. I am ready to go out and see the world.
Anyway,
stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It's a beautiful day. Go outside, look at the sun, take a walk.
It's gorgeous.
Before it gets really hot.
Yeah. What'd they say? Yesterday was the hottest day of the year so far?
I don't know.
I think I heard that.
Hey, we have a contest. You know, a couple of times on the show during the past few years, we've talked about tiny houses. And tiny house is generally defined as one that's 400 square feet or less. You want to live in a house that big? Or should say, that small?
No.
No. Now, some people travel the country in those, and they're called
motorhomes. Well, we could try that as long as we don't have to live in it 24/7.
Okay. Well,
no, I need a house to come back to.
You need a house to come back to.
Okay. I have a house.
But some people do live in tiny houses. It's a trend mostly among
millennials.
Millennials and young
people. And then senior
people.
Citizens, too.
Sometimes.
A lot of them are going back to simplicity.
And I'm not talking about trailers. Tiny houses are permanent
structures. Yeah.
And there are actually communities around the country that have put up these
tiny houses. I think I saw one here, actually.
Yes.
For senior citizens. It was somewhere on Phillips or something.
Yeah. Sometimes they have a little loft where the bedroom area is. But
that gets harder for the old people. The younger people can do that.
Yeah. Or they convert a living room into a pull-down bed. Anyway, you know, obviously they're less expensive to make and to purchase than a typical, 2,000-square-foot home. But here's an interesting, and I want you to really think about this. This one is not easy to look up on Google or Ask Siri or anything like that. So based on what any of you may know about homeowners insurance, what state might have the highest annual cost for a tiny house. Hmm. And I will tell you that it is not Florida.
So it's not lost from a hurricane?
I don't know.
So y'all think about what the other losses could be. I think this is a hard one, Howard.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So your question is, who has the highest homeowners insurance for tiny houses?
For tiny houses.
State?
What state?
And it's not Florida.
Right. And it's not Alaska and it's not Hawaii.
Well, there's three you don't have to worry about.
There's three. Okay.
There's so many more to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, when I tell you the answer, it's going to make some sense.
Hmm.
So put your
Most
thinking
of what you
caps
do is logical.
On. And I'll tell you what the average cost is, and it's really going to surprise you. For a 400-square-foot home, the average cost in this high estate, $1,974.
That's more than I pay for my house with a pool.
How about that?
Get out.
Really, really expensive.
That's for the insurance. You think you could maybe buy the tiny house for
that's
that.
For your homeowner's insurance. Yeah, it's really expensive.
Yeah. How about it?
How about that? All right, so give us a call. What's the phone number, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. And, of course, it's area code 904 for Duval.
All right, so what happened this past week for homes and condos?
Well, 858 offers got accepted. Now, that was up 8% from the previous week. And 656 new homes came on the market. That was up, ready? 20%.
How about that?
Uh-huh. People were snoozing before that, but now we're back in motion. Why? Because school's back in.
There you go.
Yes. 240 of the 656, that's 37%, they're already under contract. That number is low, low, low. How low can you
go?
Well,
it's low for the past few months.
It is, exactly.
But back in normal times, you know, few years, it's high.
Yeah.
It used to be 15 to 20%.
Like 25 was high way back when. Remember a year ago, year and a half ago. But now, this number is low. Okay, so 240 of the 656, those are already under contract. 74 of those went under contract on the first day. And 885 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And
585.
What'd I say?
You said 885.
Did I?
You did.
Huh. So 585.
You may have to get your glasses adjusted. You know, as you approach these older ages because you attained a new birthday last month.
Maybe you read it wrong. You're much older than me. Don't start with me, man.
So anyway, 585 got to close. And Lauren did that applause perfectly. Thank you, Lauren. All right.
We missed you last week. And I will tell you that a lot of our customers, a lot of our listeners are saying, Lauren doesn't talk enough. We want to hear her more.
Yeah.
Yes. That is feedback I got just yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get close to the microphone and we're going
to
have you talk during the show, Lauren.
I heard
Lauren during the week. This week, give some weather and traffic information.
That's all pre-recorded, isn't it?
Well, in the morning. You do that in the morning, right?
Just on the weekends.
Just on the weekends. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So what happened with interest rates, Miss Angela?
Well, here is what happened. The 30-year rate fell 1/100th of a point to 2.86%. And during this same week last year, the rates were at 2.99. So we're still better than last year. The 15-year rate rose 1/100th of a point to 2.16%. This time last year, the rate was 2.54. So we're still better than last year.
And almost at the lowest ever on the 15-year.
Yeah. The FHA and the VA 30-year rate is around 2.65%. And as always, we'll wait to hear and see what the Van Wees have to say about the prime rate and the Fed.
Yeah. Hey, we have a contractor tip of the week, and this one is very apropos because it applied to something that happened with one of our soon-to-be closings. So, you know, after a contractor has finished a job and you've paid them for the work, be sure to get a paid receipt that indicates the scope of the work as well as the parts and labor warranty for the job. This will help you in the event of a problem later on. And more importantly, if you sell the house and the contractor forgot to remove a lien, you can then prove that it was paid for. It's a huge problem if the lien was never removed and now that company is no longer in business or is very difficult to find.
Amen, amen, amen. This is a big deal. It comes up from time to time where there's open permits and we try to track down the companies. They don't exist anymore. And you have to come up with a different solution of how to verify that you paid it.
Yeah, so the problem we had was not a big problem, but it was where the contractor, who's a very good contractor and someone that we know, did do a scope of work and did do a paid receipt. But one of the things, and this was for a repair request for the sale of a home, forgot to put one of the things on there that they did. And it was a very important thing.
It was the biggest thing.
It was the biggest thing.
That was funny.
So we got the receipt, and we said, and we normally send the receipt to the buyer's realtor to show them, hey, you requested all these things. We agreed to do all these things. And we realized, uh-oh, something's missing. But we know that they did it.
Right.
So we had to contact the contractor again and get them to redo the receipt so that we could show it to the agent to say, hey, this was done.
Exactly.
So
and it was no big deal.
It turned out that it was no big deal, but it could have been. Imagine if we couldn't get in touch with him or he was on vacation and we had a closing coming up. So just be sure.
Well, at a minimum, they could have rehired their home inspector to go back to the home and look to make sure that these items were completed. So that is an option that buyers have. So the home inspector would have told him, yeah, all the work was done.
Yeah. How about that? So nobody's called yet with a guess. Again, the contest.
That's because they know it's hard. Where's all my really smart thinkers out there who can understand what would be the perils of a tiny house? And what state would you be in that you would have the highest insurance of any state?
Yeah, and remember that homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. So it's not a flood issue.
Yeah, that's why you took Florida out, was it? Or hurricanes?
No, it's just I wanted to eliminate Florida because I wanted to, because a lot of people think that rates are high in Florida, and they are. Anyway,
okay.
but it's not Florida. Hey, you know, you've heard us talk also about bidding wars.
Yes.
And they're still here, but not nearly as much. Mm-hmm. Probably because some of the people that were involved in the bidding wars finally got the house they want. One of our customers got it on their 11th try.
Mm-hmm.
So they're no longer in the mix. So they're still here on good properties. I suspect that we're going to have one on the property that we're selling today.
You said you heard Mandarin pool home, all brick, cul-de-sac, 0.4 of an acre. I'm thinking that's going to sell with multiple offers.
I'm thinking it is, too. So it is true that they're still here, you know, but some people, they're just not ready to buy.
Right.
And they want to rent. But guess what?
What?
There are bidding wars on rentals, too.
Is that crazy?
Isn't that wild?
Yes. It used to be like the first one in or the one who had the best credit. I mean, they had ways of determining if they got more applications, more than one.
Yeah. Hot properties, they get multiple applications, and applicants are willing to get the best apartments. They're willing to get them a month ahead of time before they need it or 2 months earlier than they really need it. They may be willing to offer to pay multiple months' rent in advance. Some of them are offering triple security deposits.
That's crazy.
They may sign leases longer-term leases, two-year leases, three-year leases, or even offer to increase the rent to get the location or house or apartment that they want. Even on multiple story ones, you know, to get a higher floor that they want. We don't have that much here, but they want the top floor so they don't hear people walking above them.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
that? That's really interesting, isn't it? We don't think about that, but I know I was trying to help someone get an Airbnb, and wow, there's quite a market out there. They're going fast.
We're going to talk about rents when we get back. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a lot of work went into preparing Afghanistan to become a more peaceful country since the U.S. first invaded, but he tells the Salem Radio Network with the botched U.S. pullout of troops that the safe evacuation of all Americans and many Afghans who helped Americans over the years is now in doubt, along with the loss of billions of dollars in U.S. military hardware. San Francisco has become the first major city in the country to require proof of full vaccination against coronavirus for people who want to dine inside of restaurants. That also includes those who wish to do things like go to concerts and work out in gyms. And officials there say that they're getting mixed results, that some people like the rules, some people don't. President Biden's special envoy for North Korea arrived in South Korea today for discussions over nuclear talks. This is SRN News.
At The Y, we take great pride in strengthening our community and helping all of us be our best selves. Our programs empower young people, improve health and well-being, and inspire action in our communities. Today and every day, no matter where you are on your journey, we're here for you. We're here for all. Stop by or visit us at fcymca.org to discover new ways to connect with your potential, your purpose, and each other. Join us. Together, we're stronger for our community.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Partly sunny today. Low chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 93. Tonight, mostly cloudy with temperatures dropping down to 77. Tomorrow, showers likely, possible thunderstorms. Partly sunny, temperatures reaching around 90 degrees. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, partly sunny, more possible showers, and temperatures reaching into the low 90s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning.
Hey, we got a caller. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you today?
The very best.
Well,
the very best. Oh, that's good. I want to be him. The very best. That's going to be my new line. Thank you, Jim, for that. I'm going to use your line if you don't mind.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Do you have a guess for us on the contest?
I do.
Okay.
Since, at least what I see on TV, these tiny homes are generally overhyped small manufactured homes, a.k.a. mobile homes, you know, built on a frame to be moved to a location. I'm going to guess that those little tornado targets are the highest insurance would be in Oklahoma, the state where they have a reputation for being the tornado target.
You wow. are absolutely correct.
Wow. That's awesome, Jim. See, I said smart people call in, and you called. So you're a smart person. Yay.
That is absolutely right. And it is due mainly to tornadoes. You think about, you know, when a tree falls on a regular house, it can be fixed. And, you know, it costs several thousand dollars.
Sure, yeah.
When a tree falls on a little house, it's totaled.
It could be totaled, yes.
Or when wind blows from a tornado and it hits one of those houses, it's totaled.
Yeah.
So the average cost of a little house is $60,000 to $70,000. And, you know, you just can't fix some of those little things. You just say, hey, it's totaled. Just buy a new one. So go ahead.
I was going to say, it kills me to watch these shows. Oh, we're going to save money. We're going to build ourselves a tiny house. And they spend $75,000. And I'm thinking, why didn't you just buy a travel trailer? It's the same thing for less money.
Yes. Absolutely true. Hey, do you have any real estate questions while you're on today?
I do not.
Okay.
I am looking for sales on dehumidifiers, if you know where I might get that.
Well, we're going to have a story about dehumidifiers in a little bit.
While I was on hold.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's right. You get to hear while we're talking, don't you?
Yes.
Did I say anything bad?
Oh, almost.
Oh, I like you, Jim. That's funny.
Well, Consumer Reports does have a story on dehumidifiers. You know, they evaluate many different things, and mm-hmm. You can go on to the Consumer Reports website and join if you're not a member. I'm a member, and they evaluate them, and they tell the best time of year to buy certain products, and I think it's in the fall.
For dehumidifiers?
For dehumidifiers.
The fall is almost here, Howard.
The fall is almost here.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
You really need it more in the summer than you do in the fall.
True.
But
true
anyway, that. We have a...
there,
yes, exactly.
There you go. Hey, we're going to send you back
to our producer.
To Lauren to get your phone number. I know that you've called in several times before over the years, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yes.
Well, all right. We appreciate you listening.
All right, and we're going to go to we're going to send you back to Lauren to get your address to send you a Publix gift card. And now we're going to go to Tom. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Hope
How are you,
you are.
Doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I had the answer as well, but I didn't call in. I lived in Kansas for a while, so I'm pretty sure with, you know, know the tornado area.
You wouldn't dare have a tiny house there, would you?
No, and I wouldn't live in a house without a basement either, and people do that.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, in Florida, we have to do that.
Yeah, we can't have a basement here because it'll be a swimming pool.
That's right. That's right.
I do have a question, though.
Sure.
You know, every week I get at least two or three postcards in the mail saying we are interested in buying your home.
Oh yes.
And my question is, what really on average is the price that they will give you on the dollar for your home? Do you have any idea of that?
Well, we do have some information. There are several companies now are doing that, and right. There's a
big and small
big and small companies.
Yes.
In fact, Angela and I own a few rental houses, and because of that, we get many,
probably 20 postcards a week.
Exactly.
Postcards, yeah. Or letters and phone calls and
yeah.
texts.
Yeah.
So we get them all the time.
Right.
And they start out doing things in two different ways. They will make you an offer, and the offer can sound like it's very good with most of them.
Right.
There's a but to that. When you read the fine print,
yes,
there is an expense portion for some of the companies that come off of that.
I see.
So,
and the way that the language goes in the contract, it's very hard for the average homeowner to understand what it is that they're about to be charged. So, exactly. I mean, you could anticipate that what you're really being offered is like 25%, anywhere from 23 to 28% below market value.
I have no intention of selling, but it's always just been a curiosity to me. Because I was told one time they would probably pay you 25 cents on the dollar for the value of your
home. No,
it's not that low. The market's so hot right now and a shortage of homes. There's actually some companies that are willing to pay you full market value. But what they do generally is once they get to the inspection part, then they go, oh, well, you know, we have to put a new roof on in like 5 years and your AC's almost shot and we need a new water heater, so that full price they just gave you, the full market value, drops.
Right.
Because the reality is they either do need to make those repairs or they need to resell the house, and so they look to get that profit. But we're seeing a lot of houses being flipped right now that all they're doing is painting and putting in like new carpet. And I call it lipstick on a pig because it does not look good. They are not.
Sure, it does. Wood with paint over it.
Now, there are some companies, well, they will come to your house and they will make you a cash price and they don't take anything off. So that's the price. But you know, is it full value? Look, they have to make a profit.
Exactly.
How are they going to make a profit? They're either going to resell it or they're going to offer you a price where they're going to turn it into a rental. So,
Well, as I said, I've been in my house for over 40 years. I love the neighborhood. I love the area. I love the house. And I was always just curious, what do they really offer people when they're thinking about selling their house?
Yeah.
So,
and you would get a different offer from each company. And again, it has a lot to do with the strategy of what they do after you accept their offer.
Right.
One of the things that you don't have an advantage on, go ahead, and then I'll tell you what I was going to tell you.
Yes, you interrupt him. Sorry.
No, that's right. I've just always been curious. It's just you get so many. I had a call, like you guys get. I had a call one, and they wanted to buy my house. I said, really, do you want? And yes, I'll take $1 million for it. Well, obviously, not $1 million house. They just hung up.
Yeah.
And never called back.
So. You should use that line, Howard. You get a lot of calls.
You know, it's interesting. Realtors do have a commission. We do a lot of work. And the realtor that lists your house and the realtor that brings a buyer. And normally they're two different people. But one of the things that Angela and I bring to the table is we tell you as the seller what you need to do to maximize your return.
Correct.
And it may be very few things and it may be a lot of things. But we're going to tell you some things to do that will give you a return far more than what you are spending. And, you know, we told one person that she had to do a lot of things, and this was an expensive house, but she ended up spending $30,000+.
Right.
But the price went up. She didn't sell the house before we came on the scene, but the price went up $100,000.
I'll be darned.
So she made $60,000+ more. Now, was that a value to her? Absolutely.
And the house did sell.
Yeah. We had another situation where the house didn't sell. It was a townhouse in our own community, and it didn't sell, it didn't sell, it didn't sell. And we talked him into painting and doing a couple of other things, and he gave us, you know, $6,000. Well,
man.
Okay.
Well, I hear the music and
well, that's okay.
But if I ever do need to sell, you guys are top of the list.
Thank you, Tom.
So we will never ask someone to do onto their house unless they can recoup the money and generally recoup the cost of paying commission as well. So,
totally
you know,
understand.
And you'll get multiple offers now. So we appreciate you listening. We know that you've been listening a long time and we certainly do appreciate that. God bless
every
you.
Every Saturday. Thank you. And same to you.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
He's so nice. Now, all these people are so nice that call in. I love talking to
and
them.
And I love that both people, you know, got the answer that called in. They knew it
I thought it was hard.
You thought it was hard. I did too. All right. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you today. It's a great day.
It is a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. We're going to have an open house today and tomorrow at this new listing that we have, and then we're going to get it sold. So happy.
Our listeners should have seen how you said we're going to get it sold. You had some hand motions.
Hand pump.
Hand pump. Yeah. Okay. Hey, before the last two callers came in, or
yes,
came in on the line, we were talking about bidding wars on rental property.
Let me get back to things.
And I wanted to give an update, too, because you've heard on national news about rents going up as well. So, but as I said, that's national news. You may wonder, what's going on locally? So I thought I would do something.
Okay.
And give some up-to-date information on what's going on here in the Jacksonville metro area.
And this is on the rents.
This
not
is on
sales.
Rents.
Rents. Okay.
Because this
you
may
talk
start
about sales.
I do.
Yeah.
So this information is from rentals advertised in the local multiple listing service. I compared all rentals listed from January 1st of this year through yesterday, August 20th of this year, and compared it to the same period in 2020. All right?
Yep.
Clay County, rents went up 8%.
Mm.
Duval County, rents went up 6%. St. Johns County, 15%.
Wow.
Now, obviously, it's not the same unit because, you know, it's only places that came up for rent. And sometimes these are houses, sometimes these are apartments. It's whatever came up for rent that was put in the multiple listing service. Wow.
Wow is right.
Wow is right. So if you think, you know, I'm going to rent and not buy a house, rents are going up too.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So why are you doing that? We see rents in some places. I mean, we bought a condo thinking that we may be moving there to downsize. And we see that rents are going up there as well.
Yeah. I mean, we've got friends and customers that are in it at the moment. So we're not at market value, but the market value is even higher than that. We were shocked.
Just incredible. I mean, some of the rental properties that we have, we are undercharging people. It's just absolutely incredible. So when all these people move out, we're going to raise the rent because we can.
Some of them, I just don't want them to move out, though. We have some awesome tenants,
don't we? We do. We have great tenants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes it's worth it to keep those good tenants in place. But anyway, that's what things are doing locally. So if you're thinking that you'll just stay where you are, your landlord may be raising your rent, and maybe it is time to buy because interest rates are so, so low.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, and if you're going to move, or if you recently moved, there are things that maybe you haven't done that maybe you should have thought of. So we thought that we'd give you some important things to do when moving into your new home.
And if you did some legwork before you move, before you bought the home, then some of these things you would have discovered already, like during the home inspection time and things like that. But this could apply to people who are moving into a rental too.
Yeah.
It's just about moving into a new space for you.
Yeah. Like if you don't know where your circuit breaker box is,
find it.
Because if you blow a circuit, especially at night, you don't want to go, you know, finding where is that circuit box? I don't know.
Yes.
Well, go find it and know how to use it. By the way, to reset a circuit, you have to turn it all the way off first and then turn it back on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You need to make sure you've changed your address for all of your important mailings, like charge cards and loans and bank statements and post office and driver's license.
And whatever else you can think of. Sometimes you only get a statement once every 6 months.
And you don't think about it.
You don't think about it. Also, where are all the shutoff valves for your water, for your gas?
Super important.
Yeah. Like if you smell gas, you know, get out of your house, call the fire department. But if you know how to shut off your gas, then it's really, you know, it's not that hard to do it. Like if you have a gas water heater, there's a little red valve.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut it off right there, or the valve coming into the water heater. It's usually right next to the water heater. You just turn it perpendicular to the line, and it shuts off the gas.
Yeah. You know, that's true of there's a lot more builders that are doing the double oven. So when they do that, they do a gas cooktop. If you look under the cabinet where the gas cooktop is, you'll also find a disconnect for the line. So if something catches fire while you're cooking, get down there and turn that gas off. Your fire's going to go away. It won't have a source to keep it going.
Yeah. How about smoke detectors? When you move into a house, put a new battery in your smoke detector
or carbon
monoxide detector. That's right.
Yeah. Create an emergency escape plan, especially if you have a two-story home. You need to put some stairs up there, the ladders that you could throw out the window so you can get out.
Yeah. Make sure your kids know where to go when they leave the house in the event of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You go in front of the house, you go in the back of the house. Everybody agree on where they are going. Okay. Change the filter in your air conditioner and your refrigerator water dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how long it's been there.
Same thing with the ice in the ice maker. Get rid of it. Start fresh.
It could have been there for months.
Mm-hmm.
Have you put all the utilities in your name as well as shut them off in your prior locations? You probably have done that, but this is a reminder to do it anyway.
This kind of goes the same thing with the TV and the internet, right?
Right.
If you know you're moving, try to do it 2 to 3 weeks in advance so you actually have that when you arrive.
Yeah, and go meet your neighbors and make sure to verify the days for trash and recycling. Now, here's an important one. Change the code on your garage door and your garage door openers. Now, a lot of people don't know that you can do that. If you climb a ladder and go onto the box on the garage door, there is like 7 or 8 little tiny switches on there. You can change that code, and in your portable garage door remote.
Or in your car.
Well, if you don't have the thing in your car, then use the remote one and change it to the same code. That way, the person that left that has the remote in their car
can't get back in.
And then you can reset the garage door opener.
And most people aren't coming back in.
Most people aren't.
You know, it's just precautionary.
Yes. Also, change your door locks. Get them rekeyed. You don't have to put all new locks on. There's a company called Mr. Rekey
that will change. Used them many times.
Yes, we've used them many times. It's like $100, and they will come out and rekey all of your locks and give you new keys. And if this is the one that you had.
If you bought a home warranty when you got your home, they may be reimbursing you for the cost of changing your locks. So
yes.
It's good.
Yeah, I think they pay up to $100 or $150, whatever it
is. Every policy's a little different.
How about that?
Yep. We have a hot deal of the day, don't we, Lauren?
Yes, we do. We have to tell you about that.
Oh, I love that music. Seems like we should be out having fun, Howard.
Yes, we will be in Mandarin today, right after the show, from 11 to 1, 1785 Leyburn Court. It's 2,450 square feet. It's a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath with a screen pool, a spa, a lanai. Now, no CDD fee, and the HOA fee is $175, not a month, but a year.
That's right.
The roof is only 5 years old. It's got a huge fence yard. It's brick. It was built in 1990, but lots of upgrades. It's on a cul-de-sac, a great little community where everybody knows each other, and the house has several built-ins. Big kitchen, big rooms. It's just a wonderful, wonderful house. High ceilings.
I used to live in this neighborhood.
It's
in Coventry. It's located off of Mandarin Road. And what I loved about it as a homeowner is that when you drive in, it's a beautiful neighborhood because the lots are very wide. You're not on top of your neighbor, which is good for COVID, right? And all of the houses are side entry garages. So when you're driving through, you don't get to see what your neighbor has in their garage. And that's a beautiful thing. We don't need to know all of that. It's better for it just to be beautiful. And given the how long the neighborhood's been around, which was in the late 80s, like 88, all the roofs have been replaced. It's a beautiful neighborhood when you go in. You know, it's had its full facelift for everyone. And I think almost all the houses are all brick. So, it's very kind of traditional and Americana, and I just love it. It's a great neighborhood.
So it's a great party house, too, because lots of the rooms open out to the pool, big pool area,
and
plus it's a big yard. So
and it has a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, so if you have a pet and the pet needs to run outside, there's plenty of room for that. If you have little kids and you want to put up a swing set or you know, gym-type thing outside, there's plenty of room for that.
And I lived on this cul-de-sac. That's how I met these people 15 years ago and sold them the house. But the other thing I like is this particular street only has like 10 or 11 houses on it. So nobody's coming down your road who doesn't belong there. It's only the people who live there are coming down. So it's really private. It's a very quiet neighborhood. And it goes to all the A-rated Mandarin schools.
All right. We're going to be there from 11 to 1 today. You know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. You can call us for your help with any of your real estate needs because, after all, you do need a professional on your side. Call Angela at 465-3845. Call me, 687-8161. The Van Wees are here. They're on top to tell you about what's going on. Oh, they got lots of thumbs downs.
But that's not good.
It's just a temporary thing. Of course, because if you stay in investment long enough, things will go up. Stay and listen to them. They'll tell you about what's going on. Remember, Angela and I are here to help you. Have a blessed day. We're going to be back with you next week. God bless everyone. Take care. Stay healthy. And we'll be back with you next week, as we said.